Hi friends, it's Heidi Stevens here. Welcome to Drop Into the Vortex, where conversations about up-leveling your frequency, reaching your next level, feeling alive, and manifesting with more ease are happening. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a serial entrepreneur, I am a spiritual teacher and leader, and I am here juggling all the hats right along with you, creating our next level life and showing you how to do it on the way. Welcome, let's go. Hi friends, I am so happy to be here with you right now. I am so excited to share that I feel like the wave of kind of challenges and just this kind of heavy season that I've been in, it's been a few weeks, if not a month now, I do feel like is starting to lift and pass. And my goodness, does it feel good. I am so excited to be here in my office, to be getting a handful of things done, working on a few projects, recording this podcast for you. And I want to talk today about the number one thing that keeps me aligned and keeps me coming home to myself, even when there have been pretty big challenges and curveballs and what I like to call contrast, which is simply, you know, the contrast is simply showing us things that are quote unquote out of alignment or areas of opportunity so that we can really tune in to what's true for us. And for those of you that are new to this podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here. And for those of you that have been following along for quite some time, I did speak about this kind of season that I've been in episode 150, which is called When Your Body Tells You to Stop and Listen. I got sick. I had got a really bad cough about a month ago or so, and it just wasn't getting better and wasn't getting better, and went on for a few weeks. My family, we were in the midst of so much changes. We were moving for the third time in 5 months. You know, I've been wanting, deeply desiring to manifest, you know, this new home in Northern San Diego, where we've recently moved 5 months ago. There's just been so much change, and I've been doing such a good job with it. And 3 weeks ago, a month ago, whenever this all started, it was just like enough was enough. Like I couldn't deal with it anymore. Like I couldn't kind of keep all the balls in the air. I couldn't keep, you know, things moving. I just, there was just this like deep surrender that had to take place. And I felt like, again, I was doing a good job, and clearly spirit wanted me to learn a little bit more of a lesson, because what happened a week ago was like next level lesson / opportunity. And I did share this on my IGTV, but I'm going to tell an abbreviated version of the story here just because it was so intense, you guys. It was so intense, and it was so intense in a very, very shortened period of time that I feel like the messages from spirit, universe, source, whatever you want to call it, that I was getting and receiving, it was like there was no coincidence here. Like it was so crystal clear what I was going through. And as I'm moving on the other side of it, I'm really, really, really excited to be looking back and going, wow, here are some of the lessons. Here are some of the growth opportunities. What are ways that I cannot self-abandon and stay connected more often? And I'm going to be sharing a workshop, a free workshop with you guys that you can join if that's of interest. So about a week ago, it's been maybe actually about 10 days now. So we moved into this beach house, this investment house down in Del Mar. And some of you guys know that this process has just been one move after another, after another, after another, delayed construction, blah, blah, blah. We finally move into this house, and I'm just feeling this sense of, oh, okay, exhale, we're going to be able to, you know, get settled in here. Yes, we are manifesting a different house with more space. But for now, I can really just relax, sink my teeth into this home, get settled here, spend the summer in Del Mar, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So first or second night sleeping here, we hear this very loud sound. And I'm like, whoa, that is not on the roof. Like that feels like in the walls. So I'm like, okay, happens again the next night, happen again the next night. Call the exterminator comes out, looks around, does this whole thing, can't find anything. I'm like, okay, keep hearing it. And my nanny was kind of helping me deal with some of this stuff because I'm dealing with kids and she's calling the exterminator and the whole thing. And then she hears it in the bathroom one day and she goes, oh my gosh, I can't believe you guys have been dealing with this. This is pretty gnarly. That sound is so loud. We call the exterminator, come back again, still can't find anything. Two more days go by. I'm now sleeping with earplugs, thinking that I'm like losing my mind, but clearly there's like very loud sounds. Then I see some droppings. Actually, my house cleaner sees droppings in the house and I fully lose my, you know what, like fully lose it. You know, this is now 1 week of hearing these sounds. Now I'm seeing droppings. I'm like, oh my God, I'm living in a rat infested, mice infested house. Like I lose it. And the exterminator comes out that day. I actually call the contractor to come out as well. I'm like, you need to open up every single wall, every single bathroom wall. Like we have to figure this out. Where are they? What's happening? Da, 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 da. So the exterminator comes out before the contractor, puts traps everywhere inside of the house. Still can't figure out exactly where they are inside the walls. The contractor's scheduled to come the next day. I'm super, super, super anxious this entire day. And I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm taking the kids. Like Kenny's acting like I'm out of control and I do not care. Like I do not care that he is just not overwhelmed. He's not scared. He doesn't think this is a big deal. And I'm like kind of spinning, fully out of control. I'm like, I'm going to hotel. As the day progresses and I start breathing and I start kind of, you know, centering myself slightly, I realize like, I can't take the kids to a hotel. I don't know. I mean, obviously I could, but I don't know how long this is going to last. This could be a 2 week situation trying to figure out where they are. We did some research on fumigating the house. It didn't really seem like a good option for specific reasons. It's a process. Like I'm not going to go to a hotel for 2 weeks. I'm not going to take my kids out. We're not going to move into another rental. I'm not going to like move to my parents' house in 110 degree weather in Palm Springs. And furthermore, what am I even going to tell my kids? Like what the reason why we're doing this? Like I couldn't even think of a good lie. I'm like, I can't tell them this. They will completely never sleep in this house. Like they will be in my room every single night in the middle of the night with nightmares. So long and the short of it, I am just losing it. And I decide to go to a hotel and I check into this boutique hotel and I get there. Like I put the kids down for bed. I check in at like 8:45. This girl at the front desk, she seems a little out of it. And she's like looking at me a little glazed over eyes going, I don't remember if these are your keys or if these are your keys. She's like holding like two sets of two keys in both of her hands. And I'm like, just give them both to me. Okay. So I walk to the room. I try all four keys. None of them work. I call her. I'm not super close to the front desk where my room was. She comes, says, I'm so sorry. I'll bring you the next two keys. I'll bring you more keys. She comes up. She tries the two more keys. So at this point, six keys. They also don't work. Then a guy inside the room says, hey, I think you've got the wrong roof. The girl, the 20-year-old you know, that's working at the front desk starts running away. And I look at her and I go, excuse me, where are you going? I'm gonna go back to the desk. I'm like, okay, you're running away from me. Would you like for me to follow you? Or where exactly do you want me to go? And she goes, yeah, I guess you can follow me. Like, this girl is totally high, right? Like, totally high. So she walks down these steps and they're like in this like courtyard space. And I kid you not, she starts walking around in a circle in this pool courtyard, not knowing how to get back to the front desk. And I'm watching her and I've got my overnight bag just on my shoulder and I'm holding my pillow and I'm watching her walk in a circle. And I just paused and I started laughing and I felt spirit's presence. And I just kind of looked up and I was like, all right, I get it. I get it. It's time to pause. Like this is a joke. Like, this is actually a joke. Like, spirit is playing a joke on me. And thank God I'm finally getting the joke. So I look at her and I say, I need you to cancel my reservation. I'm gonna go home. And as I drove home, literally 3 minutes, I was crying, I was laughing. I just had this sense of there is such a lesson here to be learned, to choose myself, to choose my connection with Source above and beyond everything else. And I just really, really, really got that we have an opportunity to come home to ourselves and to feel comfortable in our skin and to choose balance and peace and some level of calm, completely separate of what is going on in our world, in our environment, at our job, what our kids are doing, how our husband's acting. And I just feel like I got it, that I am being asked to let go and to trust at a wildly new level. And so as this was kind of going on the day before and that day and the next day and, you know, that night I put earplugs in and I was like, all this is going to get figured out. All this is going to get worked out. I just felt this sense of spirit has got my back. Spirit totally has my back. And all of this kind of like chaos and sickness and craziness. And it's not that I was doing anything wrong. It's that spirit was providing an opportunity. And so I was texting with one of my just dear soul sisters, and we were talking about how do we stay connected to ourselves despite the whirlwind and chaos? Because if it's not rats in my walls, I can like not even say that without laughing. Like, I'm like, what is even happening? Like, if it's not that, if it's not angst over trying to get my kid into the school that I want, if it's not, you know, a challenging season or conversation or riff with my husband, like if it's not a pandemic, like it's always going to be something. And I think when like the heat is on and things feel more intense and it feels like hurdle after hurdle after hurdle after hurdle, it's like there's part of me that abandons, that self-abandons, that forgets all the things that I talk about and teach. And I then wear the weight of all of those things on my shoulders. And I go back into like, I've got to figure this out for myself. I've got to do it all myself. I've got so much on my to-do list. I have so much, you know, it's like, woe is me. Like no one gets it. Like kind of, you know, it's like my husband doesn't get it. Like he doesn't get all the things I do. I'm like unappreciated, like all this stuff. And it's actually like, no, this, even these hurdles, even these curveballs, even this, like these stackers, these triggers that are coming, even this is happening on my behalf. Even this is happening on your behalf. So, you know, it's important for me to share these things with you guys because it's like every single time we go to our next level, that we want to manifest more, that we want to find more peace inside of ourselves, we're going to be given opportunity. So it's not that it stops. The cool thing is that the tools that I teach and that the tools that I have and that the connection to source that I do have, that I've practiced and worked on and exercised as a muscle, and the connection to my own intuition, I am able to come back to it easier and quicker. And, you know, it's the reason why the pandemic did not throw me out. It threw me out for like the first 2 weeks, maybe the first 3 weeks, right? It was like first 3 weeks of the pandemic, like craziness. And now, whoosh, like I got aligned. It's the reason why coming back into society like hasn't really thrown me. It's like, no, I'm like trusting myself. I'm trusting my intuition. I'm trusting my process. And clearly there's like a next level here for me as we, you know, are manifesting in real time, our next home, our next level, as I start talking about like next launches, next team, next level of my team, there's all these things going on. And while I was in this like narrowed focus of, oh my gosh, there's rats in my walls and we're moving and I can't get settled, feeling like so anxious and uncomfortable in my skin, what then I realize is no, spirit's actually working for me and on my behalf. And if I can just take the moment to see that light, to see how that is actually working for me, then I have a sense of relief. And actually, it takes me to my next level going, oh my God, I can stay calm even with XYZ going on inside of my house. So if this resonates, my loves, if this feels like I would like to know how to come back to my center more, if you want to learn skills and tools and tangible tips on how to trust your intuition and listen to your inner voice so that you can go through seasons of challenge or chaos or whirlwinds or making hard decisions in your life so that you can move forward in your life no matter what is going on outside of you. I am so excited to share that I'm going to be doing 2 live workshops very soon, super soon. The first one is going to be on Wednesday, July 21st at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And then we're going to do a replay of that also live on Thursday, July 22nd at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So choose which time works for you. And the topic of this workshop is going to be called Choosing You. Choosing You. How to listen to your inner voice and honor your intuition so that you can move forward in your life. I see so many women just getting stuck, not being able to make decisions in their business, feeling overwhelmed with the amount of tasks that you have on your to-do list, whether it's personal, professional, combination of both, whether you are in a relationship that you know needs to move forward one way or another, whether you are trying to make decisions on where you're going to be living next, making decisions on where your kids are going to go to school in the fall, making decisions on if you are going to homeschool, making decisions on vaccinations, it's just like we are constantly in this massive making decision, world is shifting, things are up phase, and being able to drop in to our bodies and listen to our inner voice despite everything that's going on outside of us. and to honor that intuition. Mama's intuition, feminine intuition, woman's intuition, it's there. It is there and we have access to it. And the more that we stayed connected to it, my only wish for myself in all of this over the last month is that I would have taken more time to pause and to listen to my intuition. And there was part of me that just kept going, that felt like I'm moving. I have boxes to unpack, right? And my body literally got sick. Like it was like, no. Like you need to stop. So how do we do that more often than not? How do we choose ourselves? How do we choose our bodies? How do we choose our souls? How do we choose our connection to source more often than not? I can't wait to be with you guys live. I feel like I've just been in a little bit of my own cocoon and I'm so excited to be with you live. So how it's going to work is you just go to HeidiStevens.co/workshop. I'll repeat it one more time. HeidiStevens.co/workshop. And you pick whichever workshop you want to do. Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, July 21st. July 21st, Wednesday, 9 a.m. Or the next day, July 22nd at 5 p.m. Pacific, and you choose which one you want to do. I'm going to be live with you on Zoom. So you just pop on. Love to see your face on video if possible. I love connecting with all of you in that way. And we're going to talk about this, and I'm going to teach this, and I'm going to do a meditation to have you go through it and embody it, to actually experience it. Right there on the spot. If for whatever reason you can't make the workshop live, you will get a replay. So make sure that you still sign up. And it's just been a while. It's been a while since we've done something like this that I've done a live. The workshop will be somewhere between 60 and 75 minutes long. So prepare for that. And get ready just to have a good time connecting with yourself, connecting with source, connecting with your intuition. And if there's an area of your life that you're just feeling a bit stuck, come with that in mind. And so that you can move through and get clear and listen to that inner voice that knows all beyond everything else. I love you guys. Have the most beautiful day. And I can't wait to see you super soon at this live workshop, Choosing You. Let's go. All right, my friends. Well, I hope that you enjoyed this episode and got some juicy, tangible tidbits that you can start implementing into your own life to stay inspired and to go to your next level. The greatest gift and compliment you can give me is to share and continue helping me spread this work into the world. You know, I know this is important and it is valuable and we need to get it into the hands of others. If you like this episode, please do a screenshot, share it on your own social media, tag me at Heidi Stevens. I will be happy to reshare it and to give you the love back. You can also go and subscribe and write a review of this podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing it. I love you and I can't wait to connect with you soon. Bye for now.